This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. We were talking about the Tesla owner who realized he was having, I don't know that he realized it was a pulmonary embolism. He said he had sharp pains in his stomach and his chest. And he found a hospital using his car's self-driving mode. It was about 20 miles down the road. He arrived at the road leading to the hospital. And he manually steered the electric vehicle into the parking lot, checked himself into the emergency room. The doctors are saying, you're lucky you're alive. There was apparently a man died in Florida last week after the drive assist function failed to detect a van, you know, a big truck in his path. And then last month, a driver was unhurt after his car crashed after swerving to hit wooden rails next to a two-lane road in Montana. They said that the function wasn't being used correctly at the time of the second accident. I don't know how you could avoid a truck, but so they're looking into it. The guy who got himself to the emergency room said, if something like that happens where I become unconscious or incapacitated while I'm driving, I'm not going to cross over the interstate and slam into somebody or slam into one of those big rock walls. So that's true. I mean, so good news about technology, good news about cars, and we had somewhat coincidentally, because we didn't know that this was going to happen, it only happened over the weekend, although, we asked, what place does a car play in your life? So, Manny, you own a car, yes?
Yes,
why
I do.
Is that? Why is that? Why is that problematical sounding?
Well, no, I was just. I mean, I own a vehicle. It's a truck more so than a car, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, are you a car guy?
In terms of like knowing about cars.
Yeah, and being crazy about them and lusting after them and stuff like that. Do you go to car shows?
No, not really. Cars to me have always just been.
Just transportation?
Yeah, get, you know, from point A to point B. I mean, I like for them to be functioning properly, so I, you know, typically...
No, I really prefer cars that you can't trust at all.
Right, like, if I can help it, I always want to have a sort of a newer car, you know, not brand spanking new, but, you know, just something that I know will last for a long time that I won't have to do too much work on as I own it.
Well, I wrote, my dissertation was a used car game, and the way I came to write it was, actually, my thesis advisor took me out for lunch at the Playboy Club, which would be considered sexual harassment if it happened now, and he turned an entire plate of covered with ketchup all over his lap, so I guess the gods were protecting me, and I told him what my thesis topic was, because you can take all the classwork you want, you're not a doctoral candidate, you have an approved topic. And I said, well, I was going to study IBM as the prototype of the feudal corporation in modern American life. And he said, that's a life's work. It's not a dissertation. And I was so upset because I'd planned this all and I knew exactly where I was going to start my field work and it was going to be so great. And he said, no. And so I was so disgruntled and then he turned his food all over in his lap at the Playboy Club. And I thought, well, you should say something. So I said, well, you know, one of the interesting things that I've been doing is we're shopping for a used car because it's all we could afford. And it turns out that as a psychologist, what you believe is that people who are paranoid are mentally ill. But used car salesmen are paranoid, but they're only in situations, only on the car lot. When they go home, they're not. But when they're in the car lot, they think everybody's out to get them and they're all tire kickers. And people will lie to them and cheat them and whatever. And he said, that's your topic. So, and it became my topic. And because it turned out to be a study of bargaining behavior, that buying a used car, not a new car, but a used car, is one of the pure examples of bargaining in American life. And there aren't really very many. Maybe buying a house, but I had not bought a house at that moment, so I didn't know anything about it. And I've always liked cars. And the first car, the car that we owned, the only new car that I think I've ever owned was a, the first one was a VW, and it the engine block melted at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was out doing field work once, and it was during a strike, and so you couldn't get any new parts. So that taught me, don't buy a new car. And because a new car is the world's worst investment. But since then, I bought a Daimler, which was a little fiberglass car that weighed about the same, weighed about a ton, weighed about 2,000 pounds, which is about the same as a VW, had an overhead V8. And I could get that car. When I bought it, it was, well, probably 15 years old, maybe a little older than that. And I got it up to like 160 miles an hour. Not the world's smartest thing to do, but I like fast cars. So when I go to car shows, so I like cars. I don't own a car because I could maybe afford the cars, but I couldn't afford the tickets. And I live in New York where owning a car is just ridiculous and incredibly expensive and counterproductive. So I don't own one, but I rent them every once in a while. And in my hopefully adulthood, try really hard not to. I've actually never gotten a speeding ticket. I've been stopped, but I have never gotten a speeding ticket. I will also admit that I deserve speeding tickets, but I've never actually gotten a speeding ticket. So there. So I like cars, and I like. I think I've ridden in Teslas, which I think are great. Very expensive. The newer Tesla, which you now, I think they've pushed back the date again for its the rollout on it. But they were a year ago. They were taking orders a year in advance, but I think it's going to be about $35,000 to $40,000, which is not a terribly expensive car anymore. But they're just not available yet. I'd buy a car with all this stuff in it, wouldn't you? Especially if it kept me from getting in car accidents and kept everybody else from being in car accidents. I like the idea of autopilot, that as long as everybody has them. If one person does, it's called bowling for other pedestrians, I suppose. So. But there are probably a few kinks to be worked out, but I like the idea of it. So let's see what other people said about cars.
Karen says, my car is simply a tool for transportation and carrying things around, such as groceries and sundries needed. I work on a horse farm. A small pickup truck may be better to get larger items around, such as tack and saddlery, but that's not too often. A station wagon kind of car does just fine. A friend of mine is into antique cars. He has a pink 1949 Cadillac hearse, which he takes out to the car shows and special events such as Halloween parades.
I actually had a 1937 Dodge at one point. Not in 1937, thank you very much. With the Auga horn and the suicide doors and the running boards. I was desperately afraid someone was going to hit me just because it was really a beautiful car. It had the original paint job and the original upholstery. When I bought it, which I think I bought it like in the... because I was going to buy a hearse. And this was a much smarter car to buy. It wasn't pink, but I bought it probably in the late 80s, I guess. So when I bought it, it was 50 years old. But it was a lovely car. I sold them when I moved to California because I just couldn't figure out any way of taking it with me. But you can tell I like cars. She's clearly of the Manny school of life. I like cars. All right, keep going.
Mary said, essential. Living in Southern California, not a lot of public transportation options.
Well, true. However, having said that, I lived in San Francisco for 3.5 years without owning a car. I would rent trucks on the weekend, just as you said, because they had commercial plates and you could park them more places. But so it's possible to live in California without a car. I'm living proof. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're talking about cars. I remember Woody Allen, when everybody liked Woody Allen. Remember that long time ago? That he was on, I don't know if it was Dick Cavett. It was Dick Cavett. And there was somebody on who wanted him to draw a picture of a car, and whoever the guest was going to analyze what it really said about you. And Woody, first of all, lives in New York, probably doesn't own a car, and takes his comment about therapy was he'd been in therapy for 17 years, he was going to give it one more year and then try Lourdes. So here was somebody who was very serious about therapy and not very serious about cars. And I think he drew a stick figure or something. He was not amused by this. But I remember the notion being that the kind of car you drove said a lot about you. He was not willing to play. Oh, speaking of which, I mentioned that I used to be on Alan Thicke's show all the time. I was someplace, and he was on television. He's selling that you can call this company, and they'll get your IRS debt reduced. He's still got that cute little, you know, I trust you, follow you anywhere face. Do you know he's Canadian? You don't care. Do you know who Alan Thicke is?
Yes.
Was?
Yeah. Down on Growing Pains, yep.
Yeah, well, we were actually supposed to do a show together. And then he got growing pains, and he wrote me a note. We were supposed to do a talk show together. And he said that he needed a couple months to do the pilot on this. He was playing white Bill Cosby, and he didn't think it was going to go anyplace because it was so obviously a ripoff. And that was Growing Pains, which went for a very long time. So that's my Alan Thicke story. All right. So we were talking about cars and what people thought about them. And supposedly Americans invest emotionally in their cars in a way that nobody else in the world does. So, all right, let's see what other plays. So we've got two people who said, transportation. Well, three if we include Manny, and we probably should include Manny. All right, what else we got?
Genevieve says, extremely important. Have wheels will travel. gives you independence. Do not have to depend on anyone for public transportation to get around.
There you go. Remember the Lincoln lawyer? Did you know why Matthew McConaughey? You know why he was called the Lincoln lawyer?
Why is that?
He had his office in his car, which is a Lincoln. That's what he was called, the Lincoln lawyer. Everybody assumes it's because he aspired to be like Abraham Lincoln, but he wasn't. He was kind of an ambulance chaser, but he was called the Lincoln lawyer. That was based on the book because he worked out of his car. So, Lincoln will travel. We'll sue. All right, keep going.
Donna says, in suburbia, it's a necessity. I know nothing about cars. As long as it gets me there and back, it has air conditioning, I'm good to go.
You know, we should ask people, can you drive a stick shift, Manny?
I can, but I would much prefer not to. So.
Oh, yeah. See, I like a stick shift. Much more control over the car.
If I had a choice, I'm taking automatic transmission every single time. Yeah.
There are a whole lot of people who don't know how to drive stick shifts. Hmm. Especially, part of it depends on where you grew up. If you grew up where there's snow and ice around, you really need to learn to drive on with an automatic or with a stick shift for traction. All right, keep going. We're finding all these things about cars that are kind of obscure. Okay, keep going.
Phaedra says, it is a necessity, but I do love driving my car, which is a Corolla. I live in the suburbs outside of Boston, and you need a car to get around. I take great care of my car as well as making sure it gets serviced twice yearly and keep a car journal of all service that I have done for it.
Well, there you go. Are you a good car mommy? Or yes, you are. Good for you.
Sam says, car simply takes me from one place to another, but it's not reliable. It is a death trap.
Sam, maybe we need to see about, you know, and people now lease cars as opposed to buying them. I mean, I expected people to be talking to me about their Porsches or their renovated MGs but that's my projection, I guess. All right, keep going. All of you guys are just practical. You're just not just practical. You're just very practical about cars. All right. Not going to buy Teslas, I don't think, any of this group. And no Porsches. I also love the Gullwing. I love the Gullwing cars. I thought those were great.
Barbara says, an important tool for independence. I wholeheartedly agree with all the previous statements.
Well, the previous statements have basically been before. There was only one statement before that says, I can chart my own path. But the rest of them are saying, it's transportation. Wheels. Reliable. All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, I live in southeast Michigan and have a 45-minute work commute most of the year. Some days I drive to pick up my daughter from youth orchestra practice before going home. My day starts at 4 a.m., and I don't normally get home till 7 p.m. When I'm feeling drained, I drive over to the park on my break and take a nap.
Good for you.
Those are long days.
Long days. Did you know in Japan that that a nap is built into the schedule, I think twice a day? I think once in the morning and once in the afternoon. And Europeans all take siesta. They take a break at 12 and don't have to be back till 2. Of course, then they eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night. But and it depends a lot on which part of Europe you're in. Southern Europe tends to do that a lot more than Northern Europe.
Esther says, it frees me. If I can't drive, I'll die. If I don't drive, I feel trapped and not in control.
What's fascinating to me is how quickly the world divides into those two camps. What I was unexpected was I expected to hear that people love their cars, that the American obsession with cars. And it's just, it's not with my listeners. Couldn't prove it by y'all, huh? I'm the only one who has any even close to an obsession with it, and I don't own one.
Robert says, major. My work is 25 miles away, and grocery shopping is 8 miles away.
Yeah, hard to do on horseback. I told you, Ed, I got a tricycle to do groceries because it has a basket on. I get a bicycle, except I'm kind of unstable. I figure that if a car hits me when I'm on a tricycle, I at least have a chance of surviving. If they hit me on a bicycle, I'm going to go, you know, I'm down on my head. And I know you're supposed to wear helmets. Sometimes, I think it's mandatory for kids under the age of 8 to wear helmets in New York right now, I think, whether they're on a skateboard or bicycle. I don't know about tricycle. I actually have a helmet, but it squashes my hair and it's so heavy. I know, brain damage. Keep going.
Last one here from Amy. My only option for my commute to work, and I despise driving. Too many inattentive drivers that drive way too fast. Minnesota has to get with the transportation times. I wholeheartedly agree with her. Have to clap my hands to that.
You think people drive too fast in Minnesota?
Oh, my God. It's unbearable. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not just driving too fast. It's everything. Not using turn signals.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're terrible here, too. I think they're terrible everywhere.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Mammy, I have a question. I've been sort of nagging you about you've got mail forever. So I had an idea. See if this would work. Can people just download a voice mail of them saying you've got mail, and they can send it to us on Facebook, and you can pick the one you like best? Can people do that? Is that possible to do on an MP3 file?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I that's how I do my reviews. Is I just record them and then I send them and then they're posted. So presumably people could just send something on an MP3 file on their phone, right? That says you've got mail.
Yeah, we could look into it.
Okay, because Manny, I mean, I just said to him in my cutest, coyest, non-naggy voice, do you have a surprise for me? No. So what are you talking about? I said, did we do a thing about we have mail? I said, no. And I said, that's not a surprise. So man, we'll cut him some slack here, see if somebody can do a really great job of, you've got mail, and you can do it with music, you can do whatever you want. Okay? And it should probably be M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E, just, you know, for, I don't know why I said that, I know. All right, so you have an email, though, right, for me, Manny?
Yes.
In spite of no header for it. Okay.
This email is from Lisa, and she says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. Big fan, longtime listener. I'm a single woman in my late 40s who recently met a single man in his late 40s on an STD-positive dating website. We're fortunate to live fairly close to each other. We exchanged emails, then phone conversations, and recently met face-to-face. To our equal surprise, we had much to talk about and found there is some chemistry. In our very first meeting, in a public place, of course, he confided in me that at the age of 30, he was convicted and served 6 years in prison and 4.5 years parole. My immediate reaction was surprise and something along the lines of an inner voice saying, oh boy, where are the exits? He also told me that it was for drunk driving and assaulting a police officer. He said he took some advice from an inmate serving life about his quick temper and reactionary nature that helped him change the way he responded to others. He now drives his own 18-wheeler in state and has a relationship with family and friends. I have asked him if he were willing to take an STD blood test if I did, and he agreed. Do you think I'm making an unwise choice by dating him? The family and friends would tell me I'm crazy if they knew, but I'm not afraid or suspicious of him any more than anyone else. Has my inner radar stopped working? Your opinion on the matter would be greatly appreciated and valued. Thank you for all you do for us."
Did she say how long she'd been? How long it had been since she met him? I think she said a couple months that she'd found him online, but
doesn't really.
Well, look, I think my answer would be, he was honest with you. He told you what the problem was. He told you what the solution has been. It sounds like he has a job. He said he's willing to do a blood test for you. I'd go slowly, but I don't see any reason to dump him at this particular moment. He didn't kill anybody. It doesn't sound like he's. I don't know what the issue. I would probably ask him about the issues about violence, about domestic violence, and whether that's been an issue in his life. Whether he's clean and sober, because if he's saying that he had two problems in his life, at least, one was a temper, probably three. One was a temper, one was alcohol, and one was violence. I mean, assaulting a police officer, not having any more information than what you're giving me is probably violent. So I'd want to know, number one, that he'd stopped drinking. Number two, that he'd done some anger management. And number three, I'd want to know what the issues were about domestic violence, whether it was confined just to the police officer, whether it was part of his marriage, whether it was part of his relationship with his kids. Not because you're trying to nail him, but so you're trying to figure out where the issues lie and what you need to be aware of going forward. But he has been honest with you. He didn't wait till the two of you were kind of enmeshed with each other. And given, it sounds like he's repenting, that he's changed his behavior, but I would want to know what he's doing about the temper, what he's doing specifically about alcohol and drugs, and whether there was domestic violence and other kinds of violence involved. And so you can as much be aware as anything else, but and I'd be cautious. I'd go slowly. I'd stay out of bed with him for a while until you feel that you're comfortable, that you're getting a good vibe. But as you know, that chemistry stuff can lead us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be moving past at all. And, you know, one of my theories is people will tell us everything we need to know about them very early on. We just pay no attention. So you are paying attention. I'm not faulting you about that. And what I would do is just go slowly, and I would ask him those questions. About alcohol and alcohol usage and what she's doing right now, about the issues of temper and the issues of violence. And then see what he says and be aware and go slowly and don't get too involved too soon and see what happens. But we do believe in redemption in this country. We do believe that people can make mistakes and change. And if he has, presumably he's better and stronger and more reliable for it. And the question is, has he? And you're going to be able to assess that much more carefully if you know the specifics of what was going on for him before. And talking with other people in his life as the two of you get to know each other. But if he could get his driver's license back, that says something, I would guess. I mean, once you've had a DUI, I think it takes depending on, it varies from state to state, but it takes a while to get your driver's license reinstated, I think. So I don't think you're crazy. I just think I would be cautious. Okay, and see where you get. I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, you could say, well, you know, why bother? This is early on, and there's so much baggage here. But, I mean, all God's children got baggage. At least he admits to his and has done something about maybe checking it. We could call him the Southwest Airline. You could be the Southwest Airlines. You're allowed 2 free bags. My metaphors break down very quickly, but at least it's not Delta. Okay, 855-993-7569. So be cautious. See what happens. But, I mean, look, the other thing is I've been out a couple times with people that had mental illness, had real problems, and people have said to me after the fact, how could you do that? And I said, my answer has been, if I can't be sympathetic about it, who can? It's not a character defect. It's just something that people need to deal with. It's just one more. It's like somebody broke their leg when they were a kid and it didn't heal completely properly. And so the question is, how much pain is there involved? How much do they compensate? How much can they not live a normal life? And so I tend to sort of give people the benefit of the doubt until there's a reason not to. And I'm basically then the 3 strikes and you're out. That I appreciate your honesty, appreciate you telling me, and as far as I'm concerned, you get a couple of passes. But on the third one, it's not even that I'll get mad. I don't want to play anymore. But that's my particular way of dealing with the world. Yours may or may not be the same, but there is some basis for giving this guy a little bit more time and see what happens. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You got another email or you want to do program director? We always take emails first because there's that sense of immediacy about them.
Well, we do not have another email right now,
okay.
But I can dig up a program director question
okay.
for you.
Good.
We have one from Neil that actually came in the other day. Neil says, what popular movie has been successful in introducing psychological theories into our culture?
Mm-hmm.
Or what popular movies have been particularly successful shaping our perception about human behavior accurately or inaccurately?
Well, Prince of Tides had a terrible therapist. Barbara Streisand played a terrible therapist who acted with her fingernails. I think she's great, but I think she was terrible in Prince of Tides. What was the one with Timothy Hutton and Judd Hirsch? I'll think of it in a minute. And Mary Tyler Moore. You'll think of it. I'll think of it. Somebody will think of it. Let's see. I'll just Google it. Was it the bad mother? I think the bad mother with Diane Keaton and Liam Neeson, I thought was terrific in terms of showing why you shouldn't let your 6-year-old sleep in bed with you. I think it was an incredibly sexualized, yet subtle way of looking at why you shouldn't do that. Movie, let's see, with Judd Hirsch. I'll think of it in just a minute. Judd Hirsch, and who else did I say was in it? Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, I know. I'll do it in just a minute. And Timothy Hutton. I'll get it in a minute for you, and I'll give me another couple minutes to think about this, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Freddie, we were talking about movies, psychological movies that either were very distorted or very helpful. Let me start. Ordinary People with Judd Hirsch and Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore and Timothy Hutton. The reason I didn't like that was Judd Hirsch ends up being the father figure to Timothy Hutton and touches him at one point. And one of the first things you learn, even though you may not have learned it in graduate school, you learn it as a therapist very quickly, is you don't touch your patients because you're dealing with emotionally live issues for them and intimate issues. And you don't want that intimacy to be in any way misplaced or misconstrued. So you don't touch your patients. And I had to learn it the hard way, too. One of my early patients who was probably much too disturbed, first of all, to be an outpatient, and second of all, to have somebody who was inexperienced as I was. But I replaced enthusiasm and energy and commitment for experience, which is not a reasonable trade-off, to be quite honest. And we're both very lucky that she didn't end up in worse shape than she was, because at one point I felt really sorry for her, and I touched her knee, and that was a dreadful mistake. As I said, I substituted enthusiasm and commitment and just wanting for her to be better for experience. You're much better off with experience. misery as an example of distorted psychology, where Kathy Bates kidnaps James Caan. Dressed to Kill, that was one of my first introductions to the idea of cross-dressing therapists, which really don't exist very often. Kathy Bates, right? The psycho, doesn't get much more psychologically weird than that. I thought Harold and Maude was a great movie in terms of dealing with different ways to fall in love, with wonderful Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort, where he plays an 18-year-old who's suicidal and she plays an 80-year-old who's full of life. I love that movie. The remake of it was awful. All right, some other movies. Those I came up with all on my own. The rest, I sort of did a little bit of a cheat sheet here. Beautiful Minds talks really about schizophrenia. David and Lisa is a good one. That's not on anybody's list, but that would be on mine for understanding some mental health issues. Memento is a terrific flick. psychologically complex and understanding the place that memory plays for all of us. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was an alarming look at psychiatric hospitalization. How accurate it is, I guess it depends on where you were hospitalized, but certainly gave psychology, if not a bad name, at least an alarming presence. To Kill a Mockingbird, I don't know if I would necessarily look at that as a psychological movie per se, except a man standing up for what's right. And I remember it. Part of it was Gregory Peck could convince you of anything. I mentioned Ordinary People before. Good Will Hunting was an emotional movie. Psychologically, it leaves something to be desired, but Robin Williams plays an empathic therapist. As I said, I thought Judd Hirsch was an example of he was empathic, but crossed over a line they shouldn't have crossed over. And I thought it had more to do with his needs than his patients' needs. And one has to be really, really careful about that as a therapist, that you being sympathetic or empathic with your client, you have to understand where you stop and they start. And if not, you're not a good therapist and you're going to do more harm than good. Life is Beautiful is not per se a psychological movie, but I think the idea of the resilience of the human spirit. I remember walking out of a screening and people just being furious at that, of saying that a concentration camp could be made in any way sort of charming, or that isn't what I got out of it, but that's a very controversial one. Shawshank Redemption, the idea of wrongful imprisonment and having hope. The idea is that as psychologists, we're supposed to see this as seeing what happens when people lose hope and what happens when people regain hope and how volatile the whole notion of hope is. The Hours, I don't know that I would put this on this list. They've got on theirs a great cast, Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, and Nicole Kidman. The idea of what depression is, what suicide is, how it affects other people. American Beauty was an alarming movie. Original title was really Look Closer. The idea being that that you can find beauty anywhere. So I'm just trying to think of some other kinds of movies that are... Billy Elliot, I think, was a terrific movie. I'm not sure it's psychological per se. A Beautiful Mind is probably the most popular one on that, which, just because it gave such a sympathetic and rich look at a topic that most people really don't talk about very much, which is schizophrenia. You know, maybe I give you guys an opportunity to answer that question as well. Of, we talked about marriage and what movies were there movies that depicted a marriage that worked pretty well or one that didn't. But I'm just trying to say how we could do it. I think we've actually asked the question of what did you learn from movies, and I think for an awful lot of us, we learned everything from movies. We learned about how to date. We learned how to kiss. We learned how to fight. We learned what was attractive. We learned how to dress and how to walk and how to deal with our parents and how to deal with animals and how to deal with boyfriends and girlfriends, how to drive, how to smoke, how to drink, how to dance. So, I mean, there is... I think we've either learned from those things from either television or radio, because the traditional places that we used to learn some of those things just don't exist to a very large extent. We used to learn them, I suppose, 100 years ago, we learned them at church, or we learned them at school, how to play sports, how to be a good winner, and how to be a good loser. We probably learned how to cheat. And how to tell jokes, and how to be cool, and how to be a nerd. So, tell me what movies have taught you what. All right, and we'll see about that. Either appropriate or inappropriate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.